Today's service is mostly improvised. That is, it is not planned out, but made up on the spot. Many of you have seen our little skit group do improv, or maybe you've seen other improv groups. We always remind people that our skit meetings are open to all the second Thursday of the month here at 7:30. But almost no one ever comes. People tell me, I can't do improv. I'm not clever enough, or I'm not brave enough. And I, of course, still encourage people to try. It's fun, and it's good for a laugh. But beyond that, it's good for you. It helps to build courage and cleverness and spontaneity. It's like people who say, I can't draw. And I express my opinion that everyone can draw. If you can put a stick figure on paper, that's drawing. You won't be a Rembrandt when you start out, but you can draw. You might also say, but what I draw is no good. I'll be embarrassed. Sure, know this to be true. The first time you try anything, it might be crap. You might try to cook a new recipe, and it might end up tasting terrible. But you will have learned. Maybe next time it will be better. It might not be until the third or fourth time you try it that it turns out good. Does this mean that you should never try something new? I do not know how this service will turn out. I have no idea how the skits will turn out. I hope that they'll be funny, or interesting, or at least memorable in some way, but they could be terrible. I could be embarrassed. People might say, that really wasn't your best effort. They might say, better luck next time. But there are ways to stack the deck. There are ways to increase the odds of a skit going well. We have been doing this for a long time. We have done many skits in the past. We have seen and done many skits that failed. They were boring, too long, not funny, or just didn't make any sense. We also have done skits that have succeeded. People have laughed and responded positively. We can keep in our minds the elements that make a good sketch. We can recall certain kinds of situations, or characters, or accents, or moves that worked before and incorporate them again. We have watched professional improv groups, from Whose Line Is It Anyway, to Bats, to Penguin Knife Fight. Some of us have seen improv groups from Fremont, from Danville, various other places. We might borrow a type of sketch that someone else has done and try it. We might adapt it and mold it to our strengths. If it works, we will keep it in our repertoire. If we can't get it to work, we might abandon it. Experience will go a long way towards creating confidence. But in the end, we still don't know. But we will still step up and try. That being said, what you really need, I suppose, is a word that I hesitate to use during a UU service. But that word is faith. Trying anything new is an act of faith. Faith that this new relationship might work out okay, or that this new recipe might not poison my family. Faith that this drawing you make will make you proud. Faith that if you try to be in a skit, you won't die of embarrassment. You might even be happy and have a sense of accomplishment. You might get a laugh. But we won't know until the end. Let's see what happens.